Children, if you'd like to come forward, there's a few seats here close at hand. And at the end of today's session, if you'd like a little piece of clay to take home and make me a pot for next month, then that'll be lovely. Just come and sit here for a moment. You notice when I took the clay from the lump, I dragged it with my fingers. It is a little bit of a problem in doing that because you can trap air pockets in the clay. And air pockets, you will discover during the service, have a big danger in our Christian experience. When I was a very small lad, guess what? I went to school too. Mind you, I've always been a slow learner because I've just retired. Effectively, only a few weeks ago, I was told by the authorities at the school where I have been haunting the place, don't come anymore, please. So, that's fine by me. That's okay by me. Way back, I can remember making my very first clay pot. How excited I was, to try and make something from nothing, from stuff as cheap as dirt. My little something from nothing pot was going to be the most beautiful thing in all the world. I would round it and smooth it, and just near the top edge I'd have a nice wavy pattern around the top edge. When it was air dried, I painted it with water paint. Bright coloured water soluble paints. When I took it home to my mother for Mother's Day, she graciously accepted it and put it up on the mantelpiece. There it stayed from house to house and from town to town as we moved. For many years I dreamed of having it fired so it would endure forever, a testament to its maker's genius. But what if somebody accidentally poured water into it to keep it picked, keep a picked pansy or two alive? It might return to a... But well down the track, that it was just classified as a pinch pot following this sort of behaviour. Pinch, pinch. A lowly pot indeed. Thickish walls and very much thicker. Really, I don't really remember what happened to my little pot. Eventually. Maybe a chip or two later, someone threw it out. Or it was broken by somebody, and so in order not to hurt my feelings, they disposed of it without my knowledge. But really, I never missed that little pot. Not until, at least, I started to think about the message that I wanted to present to you today. Whether that pot was broken or just discreetly disposed of doesn't really matter. It could have been recycled. You see, it was never fired. Just add a little water, added with the right spirit, would have softened that ugly little lump. It might have been remade into something much more useful and much more beautiful. So endeth my little first story. I'll move back up onto the wheel.